This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. A Milwaukee police officer faces criminal charges for allegedly shooting towards houses while driving. According to a criminal complaint, video shows Officer Vashawn Young fire his gun towards two homes near 23rd and Burleigh in March 2022. Young appears to be looking away from the houses when he pulls the trigger, then continues driving and begins singing. He faces one felony count of endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon in a school zone. Young was not on duty at the time of the shooting. If convicted, he could face over 17 years in prison. A memo from the Evers Administration outlines guidance for state employees regarding ICE raids is drawing ire from state Republicans. The memo lays out 5 recommended steps in the event ICE or other federal agents show up at their workplace. The guidance includes telling staff to refuse to hand over paper files or give ICE officers access to computer systems without consulting their agency's legal counsel, even if the officers have a warrant. DOA Secretary Ann Hansen says while her office is not aware of any specific instances, the guidance was developed in response to agency staff who have asked about what to do should such a situation arise. Governor Evers has not commented on the memo. This has been your news update. The Tory Lowe Show continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. Yeah. Stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From 1 to 4, we about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a situation going on here in Milwaukee at Rufus King, where a teacher has misconduct allegations. And I'll tell you this, I had shared a post on my Facebook a couple days ago, and so I guess some folks, you know, who really didn't know what was going on, they got mad, you know, because sometimes they don't want some of the parents speaking out or the students speaking out. Sometimes they try to control the narrative, and some people won't like the narrative, so they don't want nothing to interrupt the narrative. But now it's all over the place. Now it's all on all, you know, the news is out. B.I.V. Lamar is the attorney for one of the students, or maybe several of the students. B.I.V. Lamar will be coming on the show to try to give us an update on what he's doing and how he is involved. But there's a situation going on at Rufus King right now that is disturbing. Got something to do with a teacher and some students. We got some video, if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube. And I'll tell you this, I got a text message from attorney B. Ivy Lamar, and he said that teacher just arrested. This is what he said. Teacher, he sent me this today. Teacher, King teacher just arrested. 4 counts. 4 counts. So something's going on, and it's coming out. So like I said, if y'all, I know certain schools have good reputations, and they have some of my, you know, good friends and people that I know as adults, they work around, got students going to King, and they love it. It's a good culture there, and this teacher is something that, you know, happened there, and we got to deal with it. And we got to deal with this teacher. And if it's got anything to do with the students, she should be up under the jail to me. If this is true, if the allegations is true. Well, we got some video we're broadcasting live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
He said to me, "Mom, I trusted her. That was my teacher."
Different. Right now at 10, a TMJ4 News exclusive.
The parents of two high school students share the heartbreak of their sons, who they say are victims of a teacher's misconduct. One of those parents called TMJ4 News after her son told her what had happened to them at Rufus King High School. Tonight, we do know the Milwaukee Police Department is investigating alleged sex offenses. Here's Megan Lee.
He was like, Mom, something really bad is going on, really, really bad.
It was a phone call from her son Tuesday morning that Relina Winman will never forget.
And he went and he blew the whistle.
Winman tells me her son, a junior at Rufus King High School, alerted administration about concerning behavior from one of his teachers with multiple male students.
She desired to always be in their presence.
We aren't naming the teacher, as she hasn't been criminally charged. However, the Rufus King principal sent this letter to parents on Wednesday, saying the teacher has been removed pending a full investigation into allegations of misconduct involving students.
Do you think your son feels violated?
My son feels violated to the fullest degree. He do. He said to me, Mom, I trusted her. That was my teacher.
The Milwaukee Police Department tells me that they are investigating a report of sex offenses reported on Tuesday.
But this caused him some damage. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that my baby recover.
And Winman's son isn't alone in those feelings.
Do you feel some lines were crossed with your son?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
This parent wants to remain anonymous to protect her son, who she says is involved in this investigation.
She would text him outside of school hours and everything, yes.
Did that ever concern you before, or did you not?
I did not know.
This mom always thought her son was safe at school.
I've been crying. I've been a mess. I've been missing work for this. I've been throwing up. Like, I can't sleep.
Oh, wow.
Nothing. Like, this is my baby.
These moms just want to elevate their sons' voices.
Why are you speaking out on behalf of all of these boys?
Because I love them very much. We want them to be successful. We never wanted them to come to school and be damaged.
I did speak to the teacher involved in this investigation, and she declined to make a comment. However, she tells me she has a hearing with the district next week in Milwaukee.
Hey, I'll say this. How many times, you know, we got... Over the years, we have parents come in discussing this very thing about teachers dealing with the students in an inappropriate way and the long-term damage that that has on the student and the family, violates trust. I'm going to get B.Ivy Lamar in here, and once he starts to make his statements on this situation, I want to make sure he come through with the family members to discuss this. Once again, Truth Nation, a situation right here at Rufus King, right in the city. And we'll get more information as it unfolds. Once again, this is a horrible thing that happened when we do hear about it. The parents are speaking out. They are alleged charges against the teacher. And like I said, this was definitely something that happened at Rufus King, is one of the better ran schools. But anything can happen anywhere when somebody decide to go against the grain, break the rules. And now we have to deal with it. I got another story where a dentist in Brown Deer, there was a shooting of a dentist, and you hardly ever hear about a dentist, a person that's working in the dentist field, being killed. But this one is a story that's starting to make its rounds. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner identified the man shot and killed over the weekend at an apartment in Brown Deer as 41-year-old Mr. Baldwin Atakunde Baldwin. They said that this shooting happened around 11:15 on Saturday. Hey, DJ Brother Z, I mean, we talk about different ideas when it comes to tragic events, and this dentist was, it doesn't matter what your profession is, it's something about hanging around people that ain't, you know, that ain't really, you know, sometimes you can get red flags, sometimes, you know, depending on what the situation is. But we got some video on this, And this is from WICN 12. We got some video of what took place. Once again, the medical examiner is saying that this is definitely a 41-year-old dentist, Antetokounmpo Baldwin, that was found shot at 11:15 p.m. Saturday night. First responders are on scene. He died from the injuries. Let's listen.
News actually featured Bowden as he was honored with a Black Excellence Award back in 2022 for his work here in the community.
Our community needs us.
12 News interviewing Dr. Akintunde Bowden in 2022, honored with a Black Excellence Award.
We need to be in here helping people out, helping each other out.
Bowden, a dentist at Milwaukee Health Services, recognized then for his service to the community.
There's already a lack of representation and resources. So I think it's important that we do what we need to do in order to get those resources and things back into the community to make our lives better.
Monday, the medical examiner identified Bowden as the man shot and killed at an apartment near Park Plaza Court and Brown Deer Road Saturday night. The community remembering the 41-year-old for his mission to make dental care accessible to all. Milwaukee Health Services saying, quote, his exceptional dedication to providing oral health care to Milwaukee's underserved communities was matched only by his compassionate spirit and visionary leadership. Adding, his legacy of service will continue to guide our work.
And Emily, police arrested a 27-year-old woman in the case.
Right, but not releasing any information yet on a potential motive for the shooting. Now, we did reach out to the DA's office tonight for more information on potential charges, but have yet to hear back.
Hey, that said, a 27-year-old woman is the suspect in this situation. And, hey, you know, once again, condolences to everybody affected negatively from this situation. And we're going to try to bring you more information because this is one of those things where this brother won a Black Excellence Award in 2022 for his work in the community, DJ Brother Z. Another person that was working diligently in the community seemed like we losing a lot of brothers this year. As soon as this year started, I could count like at least four that I know that have lost their life in the community, brothers that have, you know, tried to work and do their best to add to what's right to the community. But we'll try to figure out more on this situation. I actually want to get back to the question of the day, DJ Brother Z, with this hour of the show. Are you free? Are you free? We had a long talk at the top of the hour about freedom. Freedom. Y'all know y'all talk about freedom all the time. And I'll tell you this, do you believe you're free? Do you believe you're free? And it's an interesting question because, like I said, I had to talk with the brothers. I was talking to a bunch of brothers, you know, and we was talking about freedom. And many times people have their own version of what they think freedom is. I want to know, are you free? I don't care if you're white, black, you know, I don't care what your color is. I want to know, are you free? Do you believe that you are free? And if so, why? And if not, why? Once again, there's different types of freedom. We talked about it at the top of the hour. Personal freedom, political freedom, economic freedom, emotional freedom. And then we go into the ways where we think that we still got to fight through the social engineering when we come. When I talk about freedom, I'm talking about free from the social engineering, the racist policies, the things that we got to, the economics, the things that we got to face, the biases that we got to face when we trying to get things done. That, I'm talking about that. But a lot of people got a different take on this. I want to know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or hop in the chat, holler back. Question of the day, Truth Nation. Are you free? We're going to take calls when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
another one, another one.
We the best music.
Music, music.
Major key,
major key.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have the superpowers. Last 223,000 hours. And it's cause I'm off of CC. And I'm off the Hennessy. And like your boy from Compton said, you know this ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay
101.
For it. Got
girls that Saving I the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Question of the day, Truth Nation. Are you free? Are you truly free? Depends on the person. Depends on what they doing. I want to know. If you free, why are you free? If not, why are you not free? 833-212-1017. A lot of people got a different versions. Different versions of freedom. Some people think if I got money, I'm free. You know, some people think that, hey, look, if I got good health, you know, 833-212-1017. Are you free? Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
How you doing, Brother Eddie?
Good day, Tory. How are you? How's Zach today, Tory? How are you guys?
Hey, I'm feeling puff.
So you're always feeling powerful. Milwaukee, the Midwest, and all of America, if not the world, Tory Lowe, we're lucky to have you. What would we do without Tory Lowe? That's what I ask myself every day.
Hey.
What would I do without Tory Lowe in my life?
Hey, you probably wouldn't have a voice, Eddie.
Well, the guys at V100 have already been in contact with me, but because I have a sense of allegiance, Tory.
Comedy with Eddie.
Because between that and Charlemagne the God, I have a sense of allegiance, Tory. You were the one who didn't kick me off the air when I was saying things that seemed controversial. They were the truth, and it is the Truth FM, Tory.
Hey.
But they were controversial to people who live through different narratives. And you stuck by me, Tory. And that means something. Not all the money, not the fame.
Hey,
not the
go.
Escalade or the high-rise condo over on Prospect Drive. I said no to all of it, Tory, hey. So that I could be on your show, Tory.
I'll definitely go get you at the improv, Eddie. Because I think you got something.
Shy.
I think
I'm
you got
shy.
Something. I think you got
Tory,
I think
I'm a
people
shy
are
man.
Paying. I think people are paying.
I just
come
like
see.
To keep to myself.
Tell jokes, Eddie.
Corey, I like to keep to myself. Nobody would know I was in a room unless you pointed me out. That's the kind of guy. I'm a quiet guy,
oh,
Tory.
You out
I
there.
Don't like a lot of attention.
We got your
I don't like
on.
A lot of attention.
Hey, check this out, Eddie.
Oh, don't. God. You know what? Somebody morphed that picture. That is not what I look like in real life. You know, I don't have that fat. I got a gut, but it's not that big. Somebody expanded that or used AI.
That's your podcast.
That is not
that's your,
quite what I look
like. That
was
like. The podcast you was on.
Jeez. I know, but you
that's,
know, somebody did something to that.
Podcast.
That is not. I even asked my friends. They go, "You're fat, but not like that." And I go, "I know." They messed with it, Zach, or maybe Brother
well,
Z
we,
messed
no,
with it. Kind of gives.
He put the thing
mouth.
Over the stomach part where it say Eddie.
He put the what?
He put the label
yeah,
over
should.
There to
Thank
block
you.
Out the air.
Yeah, but you should use my full name. You know what I mean? Right? Not just Eddie.
What's
right?
your full name, Eddie?
My name is Edwin David De Luisa. De Luisa.
Oh, wow.
It's Italian. Sorry, I'm an Italian.
It's definitely Italian.
Beautiful name. I mean, listen to this name, Tori. Eddie De Luisa. It sounds like an Olive Garden commercial. It sounds like something for Chef Boyardee. Remember when we were kids? The Chef Boyardee commercials, Eddie De Luisa.
It definitely sounds
Corey.
Italian.
It's sharp.
I would go to a restaurant
it
now.
Does. It is
De Luisa's.
That's right. Well, you know, ironically, my family has a restaurant, Tori.
Hey, see,
and you're welcome
a,
down
and,
there.
And it's called De Luisa's, right?
No, it's called Luisa's. Luisa's.
Okay, it's the. I would go to that because it sounds like it got some good Italian food.
It's
there.
Got the best. It's got the best pizza in the world. And I know what I'm saying when I say that. In the world.
That's what's up.
In the world.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But, Eddie, I got a question.
Absolutely.
We got the question of the day. Are you free? So, and why?
Okay.
Or not.
Tory, this is the way I look at it. This is the way I look at it, Tory. I think in a nutshell, every other ethnic group in America is free except for white males and conservative white males and then conservative Christian white males. And we're being squelched because we're allowing it. Now, Tori,
I'm not saying anything, I'm listening.
Okay, I consider myself the rebellious one. The rebellious one. I'm the one, you can't break my spirit, I'm outspoken, I'm talkative, I ain't going to allow it, I'm not going to let you get over on me or intimidate me at a house or a party or at a restaurant over a conversation. I'm not adhering to political correctness or woke culture or marinating in these narratives that make me sick, by the way. Tori, white males are at fault for not being free because they allow it and they don't stand up to it and they don't fight back. So I think
when I'm watching TV recently, these white people.
Yeah.
Talking about white people.
Yeah, but what about, what's
I'm
the protest?
I'm talking about what you're talking about. No, when you're talking about like what you're seeing and all these different ideas, you know, lately there's been a lot of people protesting all these different things on TV, these large crowds. It's just, that's white people protesting what white people do.
Well, I have a theory on that, okay?
I think a lot of it is paid protesting, but...
I know people who are paid protesters, and one of them told me, I went to a protest. I didn't even know what I was protesting. They gave me like $300 a day, paid for my hotel and food. And I looked at the guy. He goes, we're throwing rocks and bottles. And he goes, I looked at the guy next to me, and he goes, what are we protesting? He goes, I have no idea. So sometimes they don't even know what they're protesting. They're getting a text message on their phone. They're saying, go to the train station in Spokane, Washington. Go to the train station in Seattle. Go to the train station in Portland. All of your tickets will be met. There'll be an envelope that is going to be given to you. And meet us in Denver on the 21st. Oh, wow. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, man. They're paying these kids. And a lot of times, they don't even know what or why they're protesting. But I think they're looking for attention. You know, and quite frankly, especially
where
the fat, chubby white chicks.
Who's cutting the check?
I think George Soros has a lot to do with it. I think a lot of leftist liberals are contributing for some of these protesters because they're so full of hate and angst and animosity. They don't care if they have to give up a little money. They don't care if they have to give up a little time. They want to see us. Quite frankly, they want to see us dead. They literally want to see people like me, straight, white, heterosexual, conservative, Caucasian males.
But it's the white people on the other side. What you talking about? This looks like a political.
Listen, Tori.
It looked like a political civil war going on.
You can't stereotype all white people.
No, what I'm saying is I'm looking at the protests, and when I'm looking at these protests on TV, thousands of people gathering. It's white people.
Right.
We agree with that. That's not a stereotype. That's what I'm seeing. When it was Black Lives Matter, I called Black Lives Matter out too. So what you talking about?
I'm not talking about anything. Okay.
You said you were free, and you started going off on all of these people that's trying to take away this, take away that, talking about white males.
Damn.
It's white males on the other side.
Damn.
Jory, I only call those guys males, if you know what I mean.
And
you don't know how they identify. You're saying they're white males.
I may not know how they identify on the left because everybody got all these things that they're doing. I see where you're going with that. But what I'm saying is this is something that's internal with the white race. This is like a political civil war that's going on. They burning Teslas. It's a lot of things going on. I'm just saying.
I agree, Tori, but let me say this. As a Caucasian, not just a Caucasian, king of Caucasians. What I'm saying to you is there's a lot of weak, ill-minded, pathetic, emasculated, feminized white males who don't get attention. So get together at some protest with 300 other weaklings like them, and now they have a chance to feel empowered because, you know, there's 300 of them. And now they're going to show their fury. A lot of these kids aren't even mad about anything. They just have a chance to kind of riot, and they take the chance. Okay. But I don't claim them as mine, Tori. I don't claim them as, to me, they're kindling wood.
Oh,
kindling
only
wood.
When it's convenient. Here we go.
Right. I agree.
Eddie.
All right, Tori, on that note, I got to go. I'm at the gym. I got to work out right now, Tori. I'm trying to get in shape. I got to lose 30 pounds. Tori?
Here we go.
Have a good day. Say bye to Zach. Bye, Tori.
All right. All right, Eddie. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Al. Al on the lines. Here we go. Truth Nation. They locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth, powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snide. Tough night for the Milwaukee Brewers as they fall in game one of the four games set out there in San Francisco to the Giants. This one by a final score of 5-2. The loss dropping the Brewers to an overall record of 12-11. Game two scheduled tonight for 8:45. Jose Quintana on the mound for the Brew Crew. Over to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks will look to even up the series in Indiana tonight as they take on the Pacers in game two. Head coach Doc Rivers with some good news surrounding his Bucks.
Here's the good news. We know they're there. We know they're open. Now we have to do the right thing.
That's head coach Doc Rivers talking about the offense and making shots as the Bucks will look to even things up tonight. Tip-off time is set for 6 p.m. And lastly, over to the NFL, where the draft is just a few days away. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst on his mindset heading into the draft.
I feel really good about our roster right now. I mean, I think that's one of the – it doesn't happen every year. I mean, every year is a little bit different. But, like, you know, if we had to go play next week, I feel really good about our roster and our ability to win and go compete.
Round one set to kick off on Thursday night. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's going down. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold up.
Yeah. Dedicate to everybody that's been a part of the struggle, know what I'm saying?
Hold up.
Everybody that's got loved ones locked up in their system. Say, man, if your people locked up, you need to stay down with your folks. Cause commissary is very necessary, know what I'm talking about? Young pimp out here represent for y'all. Hold up, I'm back on the slab, back on the block. Where the hustle be the ever, break the frozen water, rock the boy. Give it him and shine it when I step out the door. I thought I had enough, but James told him, give me some more. And the same damn
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. April is Financial Literacy Month, as The Truth has you covered on learning about how you can best manage your finances. All April, jamming with Juice, Ben Jammin', and Carrie Noni will be speaking with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Leader of U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer to their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch today. Hey, look, question of the day. Are you free? You know, and if you are, how? And if you're not, why? 833-212-1017. Had a powerful conversation with some brothers the other day. That is the question of the day. It was a lot of different thoughts. Powerful thoughts as well. But like I said, I want to bring that to the air. We got Al on the lines. Al, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, I'm free to make my own decisions and move forward in my life. But my question is for the white Christian men. Why do y'all keep raping the babies in the neighborhood, Pat? Why do you white Christian men use Christianity to push your hate and stand behind God? Why do you so-called white Christians, like the one in California, Kyle Langford, is asking illegal women to have their white babies, considering white women won't let you fertilize their ovaries? So why is you so-called white heterosexual men who are white Christians, why is everything you touch go from sugar to sugar honey iced tea? How are y'all going to say y'all about America and be against women who are giving it away for free when you are taking the innocent and touching on the kids? Maybe y'all could put on some fresh pair of tennis shoes and take a shower and run to Golden Gate Funeral Home or Golden Gate Cemetery. And when you run in, please do not come out. And maybe this would be a better place. Because your hate has not done nothing. And you need to take that up with the bastard that raised you and the drunk MF that failed you. Because all your baggage start at home, not innocent black people. But for some reason, you put your issues with black people when you should take it up with the person who gave you your DNA, your first and your last name. The ones who was greasers, drunks, and drug addicts. And then put on Elvis while they were doing their dope and smoking their coke. Have a great day.
Hey. Are you free? That's the question of the day. Are you free? Hey, thank you for tapping in, Al. Lana Banana, Lana. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
How are you? How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing, Queen?
I'm fine, King. I came with, I didn't want to answer the, I mean, I do want to answer the question today, but I have some information for you for the Summerfest and Juneteenth.
Okay.
I had called Norcott.
Okay.
And I spoke to Ms. Davis, and I saw a flyer, too. The flyer said it will not be at Summerfest. It'll be at the MLK. And she said it won't be at Summerfest because.
Juneteenth won't be at Summerfest?
Yeah, that was Ms. Davis said. She said it's going to be on MLK. And then it's a flyer that
yeah,
says...
Yeah, it's going to be at MLK. It's always on MLK, but will it be at MLK after 4?
Yeah, I think she said it's going to at 6. At MLK at 6, I think that's what she said, 6. Because
we're going to have to look in that. And look into that.
Yeah, because it's a flyer, and the flyer... The last thing the flyer says is not at Summerfest. The last thing on there, and I inquired about Italian Fest and German Fest being at, you know, Summerfest, and she said the reason why those are at Summerfest is because Summerfest isn't actually, you know, happening then. It's not, you know, colliding with Summerfest. So if Juneteenth
so
is
you,
fall,
so you saying the Juneteenth evening celebration is not going to be at Summerfest? It's
yeah,
gonna,
that's
where
it's
going to be at?
She said MLK.
It's going to be in. So they're going to extend it out.
That's what I got from her, Ms. Davis.
Okay, well,
yeah, she said
I'll call Ms. Davis and see if they can call in or just give everybody the information. DJ Brother Z got something.
Yeah, well. I'm on the website right now. It says programming will take place following the traditional Milwaukee Juneteenth Day Parade and Festival on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
Okay, so I guess they
yeah, the put specialty
it,
programming because
it was
be
it
there.
Was said that it was going to be at
first.
Lake.
Yeah, at first it was going to be on the grounds, but there was an uproar about that.
It was an uproar about it. Okay, so I wasn't me, but I guess people chimed in on it. So now I guess it's going to be in the regular spot then, just extend it later.
Yeah, because that last sentence, on that last line, it says it will not be at Summerfest ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the flyer.
And that had to be a more recent adjustment then.
Yeah, I called her yesterday. Yeah, Ms. Davis.
Okay, Ms. Davis. Well, I'm gonna try to get Norcott on the show. I'm gonna try to see. If I can get Norcott on the show to try to kind of fully explain everything, because there were stories about it being out here at Juneteenth out on by Summerfest. So now I guess the adjustment is made to back on the streets.
Yeah, because I asked her. I said, "Well, why is everybody thinking it's at Summerfest if it's not?" She said she don't know.
Well,
but,
we can pull up some articles that talked about it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to
but that's
let you know
that
we know
it's April, so we know we can start saying, okay, where the adjustment is.
Yes.
Or if there was adjustment or the real place where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so I just called to give you an update and, you know, let you know I did call them and spoke to someone, Ms. Davis.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to try to get the people. Matter of fact, we're going to try to get Northcott to really come in and really lay it out for us. So,
yeah.
So that's
that'll be best.
So then
from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and thank you for doing that and really trying to tap in with that so we can actually make sure that we make that correction as well. So I appreciate you, Lana, out here on these streets.
Ain't no problem. I'll do whatever I can for my people.
Thank you. So are you free? You going to answer that? The question of the day?
Oh, okay. Like what? Free and free?
Like it's free.
Freedom.
Okay. Hey, freedom. Hey, a lot of people, they got a lot of thoughts when you say that word. I don't know. It depends on the perception of the person.
The way I perceive the word freedom is like when you're able to do things without any like restriction or restraints, without worrying about anybody harassing you for doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, no, I'm not. In certain aspects, yes, but a free thinker, yes. But free as in, like, be able to move around as I wish, do whatever I wish, wherever I wish, no.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Like I said, a lot of brothers got together. We was talking. We was gathering. We was having this talk about freedom, and it came up, and it was different versions of people felt that they had freedom and things like that. And then some people said we not free due to, you know, the way that Western culture is running our neighborhoods and stuff like that. So I just wanted to bring that conversation on the air.
Well, good conversation, though. Yep, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you, Lana. Hey, you're going to have to come back and freestyle. You might have to give us another one.
I got a Spanish one.
You got a Spanish one?
Yep.
Is it ready?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, hey. When you want to give it to us?
When we do it tomorrow?
We can do it tomorrow. We're going to get okay, call in tomorrow. We're going to get an exclusive Lana Banana freestyle in Spanish.
It's short.
Well, we'll get it tomorrow. Yeah. Get it down. Get it ready.
Okay.
And I appreciate you, Queen.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you, too, and everybody, and chat, everybody.
God bless you. God bless you, Lana.
All right, peace.
Hey, so DJ Brother Z right now is tapping in with Northcott Neighborhood House so we can get the information. And who we got on the line? Okay, we got Miss Johnson on the line. Let's get Miss Johnson on the line before we run the break. How you doing, Miss Johnson?
Fine, how are you?
How you doing? We want to get an update on Juneteenth because, you know, a lot of people thought it was going to be down at the lakefront. It was things were swirling around. It's going to be at the lakefront this year. But we've heard that it's not going to be. It's going to be right where it's always been on MLK.
That is correct.
So what's the information on what people need to know about it?
Well, Juneteenth, again, it's going to be on King Drive like it always has been. The parade kicks off at 9 o'clock. That opens up everything for the vendors to get set up. And so it's still the same, starting on Atkinson with the parade. It turns on Burleigh Street.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors will be from Center Street going to Concordia. Food trucks, regular vendors from out of town, retail. Still the same on King Drive, opening ceremony for the Juneteenth celebration, still on Locust Street on the stage. So everything is still the same. The partnership with Summerfest is just increasing things after we leave King Drive. Then individuals are able to go down to Summerfest and enjoy the different acts that Summerfest has promoted as a part of June 19th. So bringing in the Isley Brother, Eric Benet, all the different stages. Down at the lakefront. So, yep, that's our partnership with them. They will also feature our Juneteenth pageant on their stages down there.
Okay.
So those are the kind of things that we're doing in partnership with them. But nothing has changed for the celebration on King Drive.
Yeah, because the King Drive is always going to be the King Drive.
It's always going to be. This is 54 years. Nothing is changing with that.
Yeah, we got you got one of the longest Juneteenth celebrations in history.
Absolutely.
That's powerful.
Please Please let your viewers know this is nothing has changed with Juneteenth. We are enhancing the celebration after we end on King Drive with the partnership with Summerfest. But that is basically.
Do we have to get tickets? We got to get tickets for the Summerfest portion.
Summerfest is actually working on a promotion. I can't give that information.
Okay, hey, we just try to. We got to get you back on.
Yep, they are working on a promotion, so that should be coming out soon. Where individuals can tap into the Juneteenth website, www.JuneteenthMilwaukee.com, or they can tap into Summerfest. So within the next week, that promotion will be out there, and everybody, you need to tune in.
Hey, that's what's happening then. And we're going to get some fireworks. I say we need some fireworks eventually at Juneteenth because it's the Independence Day.
I think you guys should talk to Summerfest and see if that can happen.
It would be crazy how the red, the black, and the green blow. Boom! Hey! It might be. Hey, but look, I appreciate you for coming on as usual.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much. And when y'all get any up-to-date information, let me know so we can get you on so you can let everybody know what's happening out here.
Yep, we appreciate the support.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you for tapping in with us today. Miss Johnson.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. So what it is that I'd always said the normal portion of Juneteenth, the parade and everything, is MLK. That's MLK. Like, that's going to happen. That's been going on the longest Juneteenth celebration. It's the after idea is now going to be where they're going to have performances and things going on the Summerfest grounds. That's what it is. So it's no confusion with Juneteenth just being up at Summerfest. It's Juneteenth, the traditional Juneteenth. Then it's the Summerfest portion in the evening that will have Bone Thugs in Harmony, Bone Thugs, the Isley Brothers, and a lot more entertainment in the evening up on the Summerfest ground. So now that we got that straight, we can make our reservations to go celebrate. All right? Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. All right, I'll tell you this, Truth Nation. It's going to be powerful. This is going to be powerful. Juneteenth is going to be powerful this year. I can't wait to see everybody out. As usual, we're going to be at the parade. You know how we get down. We're going to be in the parade. We're going to be broadcasting live as usual. And then we're going to get into some after action down at the lakefront, DJ Brother Z. Hey, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Question of the day, do you believe that you are free? Do you believe, hey, Juneteenth, hey, and what it fitting that we talking about Juneteenth on a day that the question of the day was, are you free? See how?
That frequency.
That's that frequency. And that wasn't even something, that was something we heard, something and we tried to, look into it, call the people that's putting it together. They hopped right on and we talked about it. So that's the frequency. That's definitely the frequency. But like I said, there's a lot of things. And I was trying to tell people, like, when you can't identify what's stopping you from having the freedom, they don't want you to see the social engineering that's going on. And, you got the systematic racism, I always talk about systematic racism because that's a lot of, I fight a lot of that. I fight against a lot of systematic racism, institutional policies and practices that perpetuate racial disparities. Then you got the economic inequality. You got the economic inequality the limited access to education, job opportunities, and resources, economic inequality, you know, that stops you from having the motion to get out here and get things done when you have people strategically trying to stop your economic ideas. Mass incarceration, a disproportionate representation of blacks are in the prison system. You know, and y'all already know, y'all go to court. If y'all ain't got a good lawyer, you already know what happened. You already know what time it is. You already know. You might not make it. My granddaddy said, don't go downtown now. You might not make it out now. Don't go down there. Don't do nothing. Because if you do the crime, you got to do the time. You do the crime, you got to do the time. The education gap, disparities in educational systems and resources and opportunities. We got situations where, you know, we have some good schools. Everybody know what the good schools are, you know, but then you got a lot of schools that ain't doing too well, you know, and we talk about it. We talk about it. Okay. Healthcare disparities, unequal access to quality healthcare. You know, brothers, when I was coming up, they weren't quick to rush to the hospital. And I talk about this, but these are the things that stop you from being free. Systematic ideas, internal biases and discrimination. You don't even know you're being discriminated against because they saying everybody come in. Then you get in there and then they, you know, something funny go down. Implicit bias. Y'all already know what that is. I'm trying to tell you, like, this is what I was talking about when it comes to freedom. Having true freedom. Having to fight all these obstacles. Having to fight all these barriers. Like, you could go to a restaurant, everybody, all the different races up in there. But implicit bias is in there too. You know what I mean? You don't even know. You chilling. It was a story that it was some black men on a plane. Somebody made a complaint about body odor. Remember that story? Somebody on the plane made a complaint about body odor, and the people running the plane or the flight attendant or whoever, they started removing everybody black off the plane. And the brothers, you know, these look like business, brothers that was doing business. And so they sued. They was just trying to go from A to B. And all of a sudden somebody, hey, you got to get up. What happened? Somebody complained about body odor. It's you. Like, what? Are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. You got to get up. Or go to jail. Hey, it be like that. So, like I said, you know, freedom, depending on what you think freedom is, that's the question of the day. But when we come back, Truth Nation, we got more stories. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.